Hi, chaps. Sorry, I'm just... I've been having some very, very non-based thoughts. I was sitting the other day, and I was thinking that a man that mutilates his body could legitimately call himself a biological female. And then I wondered if, God, maybe my testosterone levels weren't high enough. So I thought I'd better do some working out. Thought I'd better do some lifting in order to increase my testosterone levels so that my level of baseness would go back up again. Because I tell you, it was frightening. Anyway, I did this for a bit. And then suddenly I started realising that no, obviously a chap that mutilates his body is just a man who's mutilated his body. He's not a biological female. And I think the reason for that is that my testosterone levels have gone back up. So, everything was okay. All right, I'm gonna stop lifting now. I think I've done enough lifting for today. So, hi, so welcome. Hello, and welcome to this edition of the Jolly Heretic. Now, today I'd like to talk about the rather important issue of the influence of testosterone on how instinctive we are. The influence of testosterone, in a sense, on how based we are. Roreg Nationalist, you may be familiar with him. He has been a guest on The Jolly Heretic, has promoted on his Twitter a very interesting study from 2018, which finds, in essence, or implies rather, that testosterone levels make you more based. High testosterone people, or high testosterone men anyway, are more based. So that's what I want to look at today. But before I do that, could I ask you, in a very manly way, a favour, and that is, if you haven't subscribed, could you please subscribe? Could you subscribe here on YouTube? Could you hit the like button? Could you leave a comment? Could you hit the bell? It really, really helps if you do that, because then YouTube spreads my stuff to a wider audience. And could you all subscribe over on my Substack? That's jollyheretic.com, where if you like what I do, you can support me for the cost of a pint of beer a month, and where I have the really base stuff I can't put on YouTube, where I have in-person interviews, where I have vlogs, where I have films that I make, where I have my live streams, which, by the way, are at 7 p.m. on Monday, 7 UK time. So please subscribe over there. Most importantly, could you just subscribe? It really, really helps me if you subscribe. Okay, let's back to the video. Right, so Mr. Roreg Nationalist has promoted on Twitter recently a study which is from 2018, and it's entitled Single Dose Testosterone Administration Impairs Cognitive Reflection in Men, and it was published in Psychological Science in 2018. And what they did was they got 243 men, they gave roughly half of them a placebo and they gave half of them testosterone, and then they administered to them the cognitive reflection test and to look at whether testosterone administration, and they control for all kinds of things, doing this, by the way, social class and other hormones and all kinds of stuff, whether it overrides incorrect but intuitive judgments, i.e. being instinctive. Now, an example of one of the questions in this battery is a bat and a ball cost $1.10 in total. The bat costs $1 more than the ball. How much does the ball cost? Now, the instinctive answer which people give is 10 cents. But if you actually think about it, like stop and think, it's not 10 cents, it's 5 cents. And so the people that were administered testosterone, and this also controlled for things like how good they were at maths at school and things like this, would be more likely to get it wrong. Now, you may think that's a bad thing, but we have to understand what other things are elevated if we are instinctive. If testosterone makes us instinctive, it makes us override cognitive reflection. What are the other things that are instinctive? Well, things that are instinctive hit in when we are under stress. And indeed, when we are under stress, we release testosterone. So what are the things that hit in at times of stress? For example, mortality salience. If you are confronted with mortality salience, it induces your fight, flight and fright mode. You are under stress. What are the things that you are elevated in? Well, you are elevated in a desire to have children. People that are confronted with mortality salience are more likely to want to have children, presumably because they feel that they are surrounded by the possibility of death and therefore they better pass on their genes, but also just because it's an instinct to want to have children. And so this is elevated at times of stress, including times of mortality salience. They become more ethnocentric, i.e. positively and particularly negatively ethnocentric, more desirous to fight off the invader, more of an understanding that they are an in-group, an ethnic in-group, a biological in-group, and that is the out-group and it must be fought off. they become in general more right wing, more conservative, essentially, in their views. They become more religious. They become more inclined to feel that there is a God, and the God is guiding them, and the God gives life eternal meaning, and everything's going to be okay. So these are our instincts. Now, and therefore, administering testosterone to people would elevate these instincts. It would make people more instinctive. And what instinctive basically is more based. Now, this allows us, it should be emphasized that testosterone levels in men naturally increase when they are in a situation where they might be mating, when they are in a situation where they are anticipating sex, and when they are in a situation where there is genuine competition. Competition makes you higher in testosterone and therefore more instinctive. Now, what does all this mean? Well, we know, and there are many studies on this, that over the past three or four generations, the testosterone levels in Western males have declined. There are significant reduction by about 50%. There is a significant reduction in testosterone levels among Western males. Now, why might this be the case? There are biological theories that, for example, there's a Finnish researcher called Jani Mirtinen who has argued that we go through a cycle across four generations in relation to various hormones, including oxytocin and testosterone. And it may simply be that we are in the low test, that those born circa sort of 1990 or whatever are in the low testosterone generation. And this happens for evolutionary reasons. We change in size across time, all kinds of things, in order to help us with predation and with avoiding being predated. That's one theory. But another possibility is that a lot of what has happened has come about to reduce testosterone levels. There is very, very low mortality salience. We have gone from a generation of my grandparents, whatever, that fought in a war and, you know, almost died, and were surrounded, in a sense, by death. And these people would have had elevated testosterone, to a generation where it's unbelievably easy, where there's anything you want, where it's just absolute luxury by all historical standards. This would be expected to reduce testosterone levels. Secondly, if you look at the way that people are now schooled, every competition is taken away in case people feel upset about losing in the competition. Children are not disciplined in any kind of severe way in case it upsets them or hurts them. Nothing bad is allowed to happen to them. Now, remember, you are elevated in testosterone in a situation of competition, in a situation of danger. There is no danger. There is no danger. There is no competition. So this is going to reduce testosterone levels in men. Obviously, testosterone levels are reduced by things like being fat and unhealthy, and people are increasingly fat and unhealthy and don't do enough exercise. And so this is going to reduce testosterone levels. So you have all of these, independent of everything else, you have an environmental situation which is going to reduce testosterone levels. And what this is going to do is it's going to make people make people less desirous to have children, and we know that fertility among white people is collapsing. It's going to make people less ethnocentric and therefore more inclined to allow their societies to be overtaken by foreigners. It's going to make people less right-wing and therefore more woke. It's going to make people less religious and therefore really kind of more depressed and more of just a feeling of just that nothing really matters, and that it's what's the point, and what religiousness tends to do is it takes that which is adaptive, it makes it into the will of God. So religiousness tends to promote things like having children, things like ethnocentrism, and that you're God's chosen group, right wing views and whatever. It tends to promote those, and being pro-social. And it tends to promote those things as the will of God. This gets taken away. Less desirous to have sex, less desirous to have offspring. It's going to basically bring about a collapse, a selection event, essentially, in which those that are environmentally sensitive with regard to their production of testosterone resign from the gene pool and just don't bother. And those that where it's more genetically inbuilt, or those where these kinds of instincts, independent of testosterone, are more genetically inbuilt are able to survive this selection event. There's all kinds of other factors involved, being in an evolutionary mismatch or whatever, but just looking at testosterone...
Are you ready for the future of the West?